This episode is brought to you by SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. Save time and money no matter what you ship or mail with SendPro Online software. Print shipping labels and stamps right from your desk and access discounted rates for as low as $4.99 a month. Try it for free for 30 days and get a free 10-pound scale when you visit pb.com/TMS. That's pb.com/TMS. Coming up on TMS, Please read this sign.
That scree was big. I don't know what that is.
I meant screen, not scree.
Oh, that screen was big. Yeah. Oh, IMAX. Sure.
I'm killing it today. Did they poke your teeth?
Tom's Tech Time.
Recommendals and more. And Brian Dunaway. On this episode of The Morning Stream.
You don't have to look for me. I'll see you, all right.
You looked like a fucking shite. Oops.
Those bastards are turning back. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to TMS. It is the May 15th of the 2019 episode of TMS. I'm Scott, and he's Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Beware the Ides of May, Scott. It is the Ides of May.
Sure, why not? Sure, I don't mind that. Yeah. What are the Ides of May? Sure. If it's the Ides of March are like, hey, check it
That's
out.
That's when Julius Caesar got stabbed by Brutus.
That's right. So the Ides of May would be...
That's when the NBC upfronts got stabbed by the CBS upfront.
Perfect.
Trying to come up with a...
Nailed it. Yeah. That's exactly what I was hoping.
Trying to come up with a you know, something that's usually around this time.
Well, I can tell you what's around this time, and that is The Morning Stream. Although we're about a half hour starting late today, Brian had a dental appointment. Anything magnanimous happen? No problems? All good?
No. I do the AirPods now, yeah. And they're totally cool with that. It's like, I'm going to put my AirPods in, but I'm going to have them low enough where I can hear you tell me to turn my head to the left and stuff.
Yeah.
But it feels like that is like an invitation to just keep talking to me. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. I mean, I don't want them to feel like, great, now we just got to sit here in silence and work on his teeth. So they're talking about, Vegas. Do you like Vegas? Because I've got the TMS Vegas shirt on right now. Do you like Vegas? I'm like, this is going to be a half an hour conversation in and of itself.
Yeah. No, I.
Where do you like to stay out there? What do you like to do? Prepare.
Well, look, dental.
Usually
people...
I like to get a hooker the first night and, you'll stick her under the mattress.
I mean,
her lifeless corpse.
It does feel like dental people don't have a social life. It feels like they don't talk anywhere else but to you while you're in the freaking chair.
It does feel like that.
Why is that? That's so weird. They just can't not do it. Mine's the same way. They'll even set me all up and say, do you want to watch a movie? Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. What do you want? Oh, we got this huge selection. Just choose from the screen up here. And here's the remote. They hand me the remote. They give me wireless headphones. I put it all on. It all starts up. And yet they still want to have a freaking conversation with me. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But that's fine. You know what? If this is their outlet, I'm happy to talk to her. And we talked a little bit about Vegas. And a lot of it was her going, oh, yeah, I like this and this and this. And I go,
And that's the other thing. Yeah. I mean, I know these jokes are as old as, you know, Bill Cosby himself, but
of course.
But
of
the
course.
But the it's true. Like, I can't talk with a big rubber wedge in my mouth.
And they don't ask you yes or no questions. They ask you questions that are going to require the letter F, which you can't do while they've got their hands in your mouth, right?
Right.
The letter P and the, you know.
Exactly.
They're growling a lot. And then pineapple hooker. It's all of a sudden the news reporter.
Right.
A lot of trouble today in the Middle East.
Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, Tom Brokaw is what that word was.
Horror broke out in the Middle East this week.
He's still kicking it. Yeah, he's still around.
I think so. Okay. Yeah, I don't think he. I think they bring him in for special things. Like, last time I saw him, he was like special reporting on the Olympics or something.
Yeah. But just, you know, you do what you got to do. Well, Dunaway is no answer. I don't know why. So he may not be
around.
That's
what they call him. No answer, Dunaway.
He was sure he was going to be here today. You know, I'm going to try him one more time. Hey, man.
Okay.
You coming? And if not, is it the kind of thing that...
I can always make it work, Scott. I can always
All right.
make it work.
All right. Because we always have options. We could do We could do it on Thursday. We could do it today. We could change it around. We could have a listener just go head to head with me. We could set fire to our buttholes. Oh, he read my message. Now let's see what he says. He's answering. He's answering. He's saying, hold on. I don't want to assume anything because, you know, it's Brian Dunaway. Sure. He's had a rough,
he's had a rough life, Scott.
He's had a rough life. He's had a rough week mainly. You know, dealing with this funeral and everything, so I don't want to presume anything, but let's see what we get out of him here. He says, oh, he's in meeting.
Okay.
Damn.
Oh, he's in a meeting. Okay, so.
No worries then.
So let's pull in a, let's see if Gidget wants to be your foil today. She's in the chat room.
I'm down with that. I have her on.
And we've got her in Discord.
Yeah, Discord. Incoming ad. Gidget. Yes.
Surprise, Gidget, we are pulling you in.
All the way from Australia. Here she comes. We're bringing her in. Kicking Dunaway out of the call.
I am going to pick a different one because this one is very America-centric.
Is it whether or not PB&J is actually good or not?
You'd think, right?
Because that would be good. All right, Gidget, are you there? It's ringing. Gidget Von LaRue, are you there? I'm calling. It's happening. No answer.
Uh-oh. No, we're just batting 1,000.
This is going really great today. Yeah, it's a fantastic show. As you can tell, the we got it all going together. While I add her to this thing and Brian prepares his deal, sure. I will tell you this. I have a sign on the front of my door that says no soliciting.
Yes.
Like a lot of people have, right?
Yes, like one of the... Right, sure.
Yeah, and I tell those people, if they do come to the door, I'm like, dude, sign. It's right there. It's like easy to read.
Do they give you the thing like, oh, I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here just to let you know about a great deal or something like that.
Yeah, he totally tried to pull that. But here's
Gidget. By the way, Gidget says she's coming. She was just on the loo.
Oh, fantastic. One of us. That's great. I wish we were. I know that's true in Massachusetts, Luke Sightwalker. I wish it was true here, but it's illegal to do it there. You're not allowed to do it. Here you can do it and you just run the risk of pissing people off like me yesterday. So this Vivid guy comes and oh gosh, hold on. I better answer that. Gidget, is this you? No, that's not you. This is the worst. It's the worst. Okay, hold on. Whoever's calling, call me in a second. We're not ready for you yet. All right. Gidget, is that you?
Hey,
oh, there
guys.
She is. Hi.
Hello.
They'll have to wait to hear the
God.
End. How are you? Did we
fresh,
call the worst
fresh
time?
From the loo.
I'm still recovering from Vegas.
Oh, wow. That takes you a little while then. Yeah.
No, not really. Not really. I was right. Fine.
Yeah. You're right back to did you get bad jet lag or did that not be so bad for you?
No, it's kind of weird. I don't get the jet lag thing. Because I keep weird hours anyway, so I kind of, when I go to Hawaii or go to mainland America, I kind of just like, you know, just go, well, this is my natural hours.
Yeah. How often do you get to
Had
Hawaii?
No issue.
You go to Hawaii a lot?
About 3 times a year.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
I would call that a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. It's closer for us. And I've gone twice in my life.
Yeah.
It's a weird situation because, my mother is now a widow. Mm-hmm. She's been married 2 times. She's now a widow. She fell out with her best friend who she doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have her best friend anymore. So I've become her travel partner.
Oh, that's adorable though.
I know. It's really rough. So that's get like this free vacation 3 times a year to Hawaii.
It sounds like you're calling her your weirdo, but I know you're not.
I know, widow, weirdo. Yeah, with the accent.
She's
now,
no weirdo.
How... As a traveling companion, how many days does it last before you're kind of like, all right, I think I'm ready for this vacation to be over? I'm just speaking from personal experience and traveling with my mom, who I love and who I know occasionally listens to this show. But after a certain number of days, it's like, okay, I think I might be ready just to go to the airport and see if they'll change my flight a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
I know. It is that weird thing, but she's kind of great because she sits on the beach. She's not a big swimmer. So I just get my snorkels and I just like go out for like hours. out into the water.
And do Australians use more than one snorkel at a time?
Wait. We put one in our mouth and put one up the other end.
Yeah, so. I was going to say.
it's like
just in case we sink.
A constant airflow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's the human centipede of Australia. That's fantastic. Well, Gidget, it is a pleasure to have you here. Now, chat room, it's your job now to call. You're going to put Gidget and I to the test because it's her and I going versus one with another in the great arena known as Battle Royale, and you get to be the caller at 801-471-0462. We already have a caller.
There's somebody right
Let's see
there.
Who this is.
They just love Australians.
Oh, gosh. This Maybe one do, yes. won't come in. Hi. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Robin. How are you?
Well, hello, Robin. I'm great. How are you? Where are you calling us from?
I'm from West Valley.
Oh,
I'm
this Robin. I know Robin.
Sick as can be, but...
Oh, I'm so
Hi,
sorry.
Robin. You've got the flu like everybody here in Australia. I think we're all going to die. It's going to be a very empty continent. So anyone wants to buy a country here in Australia, because we're all going to be dead in about a week.
Well, you already have a ton of room over there. So now you just have more.
Yeah, heaps.
Yeah, space. Yeah.
Apocalyptic Mad Max starts here, everybody.
Yeah, and I think, and we all know who Patient
Zero. And we're doing it.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody brought it back from Vegas. We know who Patient Zero is.
Oh, yeah, we do. Well, Robin, it's nice to have you on. You sounded different, or else I would have recognized your voice because of this horrible cold.
Yeah, it's just because I have the cold, so I don't sound like myself.
Well, let's see if we can't make you a big winner today. We may have to change around what she's getting, though. I don't think she's much of a gamer, is my thinking.
Oh, okay, no problem. Actually, I've got toys I could.
Let's do toys. I like it. Before we do anything, I forgot to do this, so we just have to play this. There you go. Can't start it off without proper Battle Royale music. And Brian will now tell us how it works and what you could win.
That's right, Scott. I'm going to give Scott and Gidget a topic, and they're going to go back and forth with answers for that topic. If one of them gives a wrong answer, a repeated answer, or they take too long to come up with an answer, the win is going to go to the other player. Your job, Robin, is to predict who is going to come out on top based on the topic. Today, you are playing for a handful of Marvel toys. So it's going to be a bunch of Marvel figures. I'm going to snap my fingers and just grab a handful out of the box. Maybe 50% of what I've got. I don't know. Handful, 50%, snap,
sure.
Infinity Gauntlet. See what I'm doing
there?
Yeah,
I get it.
Actually, I think there is a Thanos in there. And shove them in a padded envelope and send them right to you in West Valley.
Oh, nice.
That Sounds is what great. You're playing.
Okay. You are such a beautiful woman.
Yes,
you
she
are
is.
A beautiful woman. And you're gorgeous and you're sexy.
And you're telling me that, right? You're telling me that? Or Oh, you're talking. Okay.
Do you guys need a minute? Scott and I could just hold on the line. All right. The topic today, I had a couple America-centric ones for Brian Dunaway and Scott, but I'm not going to use those. This one, you guys have an equal opportunity of failing at. There are 19 countries that use euros as their currency. Not the Greek meal made with lamb, not gyros, but euros.
Okay.
All right. I want you to name those 19 countries that use euros as their currency. Robin, knowing that that's the category, who do you think is going to win, and who would you like to go first?
I think, is it... Bridget, is that her name?
Gidget.
Uh-huh. Okay, Gidget. Okay, I think Gidget's going to win if Scott could go first.
All right. She's just saying that because
sorry,
Gidget is so international. There's no getting around it here. All right. These would be countries that use them. I know France does. We'll start with France.
France is a very good start. France indeed uses the euro.
They used to use hot dogs. Well, no, they called them Franks, but that's what they had.
That's right.
I thought it was croissants.
Baguettes.
Croissants. Ooh, I like how you say, hold on, dude, give me an Australian.
On their bike with a little French girl.
Give me your Australian. Wait, I want that Australian accent croissant again. Give me the, how you say it?
We say croissant.
Oh.
Croissant.
Croissant. Like That's bad. That's the way Snoop Dogg would say it. That's fantastic.
Right. Yo, yo.
Yeah.
In the Australian
croissant. Hey, Martha Stewart, would you like a croissant?
With your scissorp. All right, Gidget, it's on you now. What do you think?
Okay. I would say Spain.
Spain does use the euro. Very good. And both players on the board.
All right. There's 19. Well, there's now 17 of these.
There's 17 left.
Finland.
Promise me, Scott, that you're not looking these up on the internet because I'm not.
No, I never do. Oh,
yeah.
I can't.
No way. Yeah, cheat. No, that'd be. Good lad. We never do.
All right.
Finland, I believe, according to my sister, they use them.
Finland. Yeah. Finland indeed uses the croissant. I mean, the euro.
Mm-hmm. They're very.
That's what they should do. All this Brexit stuff, they should just turn it into pastries.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah. So trade pastries.
Finally beat the dollar with those pastries.
Yeah, but the problem is that I'd eat half of my money.
Same. With lots of butter.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right.
All right,
back over to you, Gidget.
Okay. I'm just thinking of Europe. The Eurovision is on at the moment. Australia just got through our semi-finals. Why we're in the Eurovision, I don't know. But we're there and we got through.
That's a really good question, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. But Israel's in it, so hey, what the hell.
Yeah.
So I would say Switzerland.
Switzerland does not use the euro.
What do they use? I would have said Switzerland.
I think they still use Swiss francs.
Do they use Swiss francs?
They just use... Big Nordic Vikings, don't they? That's what they trade with. Big Vikings.
Yeah.
They just go, there's your Viking.
Yeah. I got two. Let me guess three more. Can I guess three more that I know for sure?
You can totally guess three more.
This is where I would have bottomed out probably, but Germany.
Germany, yes.
Italy.
Italy, yes.
And Ireland.
Ireland, yes.
And that's about all I would have remembered. I don't remember anything else.
Austria, Belgium, Cyprus, Estonia, Germany, Greece, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, the Netherlands, Portugal, Slovakia, Slovenia, and Spain, Gidget got.
And no Switzerland. Take no that. Switzerland. But that means I win.
Congratulations.
I win for sure. That sucks, though.
That's so terrible because I've actually been to Latvia and I've actually been to Ireland. And Ireland, the time that I was going, was actually just changing over.
Oh,
so
really?
I should have remembered that.
You should have totally remembered that, yeah.
What did they, were they just on the pound before that, or what were the Irish doing? I don't know what the Irish had before.
Oh, they were just getting drunk.
Yeah. Well, they pay for things with getting drunk
and being religious and fighting and, you know.
You can buy your car with a box of Guinness. That's all we need, yarr.
Or I'll treat you some sheep for a car.
There you go. Oh, the Irish pound.
Over. If they're in the road, we're just... Run them over. Don't worry about the sheep.
Ooh, I like
thousands
this.
Of them.
This Australian-Irish accent combo is awesome. Well,
it's an Australian-Irish semi-drunk accent.
Indeed.
Perfect.
Robin, you tried. It's not your fault. It's our fault.
Hey, it's cool.
Yeah, and don't worry. I just hope you feel better because you don't sound good. And I hope you feel better. So take it easy. Thanks. Be good. We'll see you next time. Gidget, what a pleasure it's been having you on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, you guys are fun.
We just love hearing you.
I've met you now. I've met you. I was on before, and now I've met you in Vegas. All of you guys are a hoot.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's fantastic. And hi to the Tadpool, too, because they're an awesome bunch of people. Yeah. And they all looked after me, and they were all great. So Vegas
What's great is that you've met us, and you still talk to us, which, you know, it's rare that we get the double.
Trust me, Brian, it's only due to Tina.
There you go.
I know.
Well,
I know.
Well, be,
she's an angel.
Be good. Be good. Stay out of trouble. And if we ever need another Australian who happens to be on the toilet at the time, we're calling you.
The loo, Scott. The loo.
The loo. I always forget the real term. All right. There she goes. All right. Perfect timing. All right. So to finish the story about the Vivint guy, and then we're going to get Tom in here. Yeah. So,
okay.
Oh, someone's on the line. Who is this? Hello? Why do I hear somebody? Did you
hear
that?
I heard that too. Yeah, it sounded like somebody.
That's creepy.
Was still on Skype.
I don't know. I gotta find out. Hold on. This is freaking me out. No, it's a guy. You don't know what that was. That was weird.
I totally heard it too.
Absolutely heard it. All right. Anyway, so
is there somebody listening? If there's a cop, you have to tell us you're a cop. Is there a cop listening?
Yeah. Isn't that what you have to do? You have to tell us you're a cop? You have to tell us. I learned that from Breaking Bad, and then I forgot the ending, which turned out you don't have to. Anyway, so this guy, he's going, hey, I'm from Vivint. And I said, oh, that's great. And he was in white knee-high socks, tennis shoes, shorts, a t-shirt, and a hat on backwards.
Oh, no, really?
Yes, I'm not.
Vivint is, and Vivint, just to be clear, that's a telecommunications company, right? Like selling broadband or something?
They do, I don't know if they do broadband, but they do security. They do, like, they compete with, like, Ring and all the door cam stuff.
Oh, okay.
They make whole security systems. And then they also currently are the ones with their name on the Jazz Arena, which used to be called the Delta Center when it was Delta. And then it was Home Energy Solutions when it was those guys. And now it's Vivint Arena. So Vivint, they're a big company, and they got a bunch of crap going on. Not Vivid, the adult entertainment company chat room. Vivint. Vivint.
Vivint.
Definitely not Vivid. Anyway, so he's talking, and I'm just looking at him like, all right. And then he hands me this very glossy laminated thing with all their services and products on it. And he's talking about how my app works and isn't this great. And have you heard of the Vivint Arena? And he's just spouting off all this stuff. And I just looked at him and went, turned around, pointed at the little words that say no soliciting. And then I walked in the house. It was the most old.
Like, not a word, just pointed the sign, closed the door.
No, it's like, this is like all I got for you today, buddy.
Awesome.
All
I
out
love
of
that.
F's. All out of F's. Had nothing else to give.
Oh, that's a great way to do it. Just.
Was at the worst time of the day, too, because we were all in the middle of stuff. There was stuff going on. People being run every which way, and I got to stop and listen to you tell me about Vivint when you know I'm not taking solicitations here at the door. Frick! I was annoyed.
That's awesome.
How was the movie IMAX?
In IMAX?
Yeah.
So Avengers Endgame, IMAX, excellent. I'd say if you are planning to see it again, try and see an IMAX show, because here's where you absolutely start noticing it. And I'm going to do this without any spoilers, but there's a lot of great landscape establishing shots.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the opening scene with Tony Stark in space.
Oh,
that's not
right.
A spoiler, because he ends the movie.
Yeah, he's
pretty
in space.
Much like that.
Sure,
he's out in space.
Yeah.
But it's like you're just seeing the nebulas and all this stuff in the background, and well, a nebula's on the ship, but there are nebulas out in space, and stars. And it just looks so amazing. And then there's a big battle near the end, and you're seeing all these things going on. And for whatever reason, in IMAX, I'm looking around a lot more and seeing, like these guys fighting over here. Oh, and there's that guy fighting over there, and there's this other team fighting over here. And it's like so cool, like so. I don't know. I felt like it was only my second viewing of the movie, so it could have just been that. Now that I've seen the movie, I had a little bit more opportunity to kind of look around and just see what else was going on all around it.
Mm.
But it just felt like I was able to kind of focus on other things in the background and enjoy it and see the stuff in the background.
Was it, maybe there was stuff cropped out in a normal viewing. I wonder if that's the
there
case.
There is, but only top and bottom. Like the movie was filmed in IMAX, so you are going to get a little bit, you are really going to get like, I don't know what, like a fifth more screen or a fourth more screen up in top and bottom.
Yeah, that's true. But nothing on the sides, right?
It's still nothing on the sides, no. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. No, sure. Someone in the chat room says you get to see, did Howard the Duck stand out more? Is Howard the Duck in this movie?
Way more. Oh, you just, he's almost like the second most frequent character in the movie, like so prominent.
I haven't.
No,
seen,
I don't think.
I didn't see.
Howard
him.
The Duck is not at all in Avengers Endgame.
Oh, okay. Because I've heard this before. I thought maybe the chat room's just trolling, but I read somewhere else that he was around. Obsidian says you have to know where to look for him. I don't know. Maybe he's in there. Oh, they're all
oh,
saying
Cabin
he's
Cooper
in there.
Says he is. Yeah. Okay. Really?
I had no idea. Hold on. Let me
I wonder,
look.
He is not in the battle. Is he really?
Probably. That'd be where you'd put him, right?
All right, somebody's going to send us a screenshot.
Oh, there he is. I found it. He's totally in there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, whoops, that's a video. I don't want that. All right, there's the lots of little screenshots. There's a shot where he's...
Send me a link. Put a link in Discord or something.
All right, I'm pulling this up now. Okay. Oh, that is a really crappy version of that. Somebody find a better one. These are all bad that I'm looking at. They're blurry.
But well, they're probably taken with somebody's cell phone.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you see Avengers Endgame at 12:45 on a Tuesday, you pretty much get the whole theater to yourself. Like, it was me and there were maybe eight people in this massive, and this is a theater that doesn't have the reclining seats. It's got really comfortable padded seats, but they don't, because it's IMAX for whatever reason, they don't have them reclining. And There we go. Salix just put a, oh, he totally is in there.
Weird.
Oh, that's hilarious. Look at that.
That's awesome. Terrible. He showed up in a suit with a gun. Come on.
With a Tommy gun, it looks like. That's awesome.
Wow. All right.
Oh, great. I can't wait for this to be on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
But still, I get somebody who is one row behind me and to my left who feels like they've got to react to things that happen on screen. So somebody makes a comment. He goes, huh. Like, and it was that way throughout the whole thing. Like, oh, Tony, I'm done running around. Huh.
That's my least favorite kind of person.
Don't we owe it all to these people to try and bring them back? Huh. like he's really going to give that some thought. Like the whole movie is really hinging on what this guy, you know, if this guy agrees or not. And I guess he might agree because he's really giving it some thought.
Mm. And you're mostly empty theater as well.
In my mostly empty theater.
That's
I could have nudged George and said, can we move over, like, let's just go to the right about five seats out of earshot of this bozo, but...
I don't blame you. Hey, they follow you wherever you go, dude. This is your curse.
Oh, and then his wife, at one point, they're laughing about some thing that Tony Stark says, and she's, ah, ha, 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 oh, Lord. Like, oh, that Tony. Tony Stark.
Really obnoxious. Really obnoxious. Oh. Yeah. Should have moved.
Oh, well.
Well, we're going to move into... still enjoy it. Yeah, it's still good. I do want to see it in IMAX at some point. It's showing around here in a couple of places, so I need to try to get out there and do it. In the meantime, we are going to take a break and come back in a minute with Tom's Tech Time and, of course, recommendals right after that. Before we do, though, a song from Brian.
Yes. Crooked Colors is the band that we're featuring on today's Indian in the Middle. Oh, these guys are great. And it's kind of electronic-y, dancey, indie pop. It is, they're from New Zealand, I believe. The brand new album is coming out May 17th. You know when that is? 2 days from now. But you're going to hear this now. You're going to hear it right away. The brand new album is called Sweat It Out. Again, the band is called Crooked Colors. And because they're from New Zealand, they have that extra U in there when you go searching for them. Crooked Colors. Mm. There we go. Sweat It Out is the new album. The song is called Heartstring. Here is Crooked Colors.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We spent the 90s dancing through frivolous romance. Seem to recall when wrong. I've fallen in completely. I've seen that love is fleeting. And somehow I still feel the rhythm call. I felt the color leave me. I've seen the way you see me. Someday I will move just like before. I'll feel the magic hold me. I'll dance just like you showed me. Just try to keep your hands up off my phone. I'm gonna make it.
figure hugs me. That stringy heartstring tugs me. Something inside me just can't compete. The love you give is blinding. I hardly saw it coming. I never knew I was so incomplete.
Hello, friends. Let me pop into your ears real quick and talk about our good friends at Pitney Bowes and SendPro. Don't waste any more time waiting in a line to send a mail or package. Avoid any confusion around finding the best postal rates for your business. With SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes, you can send packages and mail without leaving your office, right from your desk, for as low as $4.99 a month. And for being a Morning Stream listener, you get a free 30-day trial to get started. As an added bonus, you'll also receive a free 10-pound scale shipped right to your door to help you accurately weigh your packages. Save time and money no matter what you need. From packages to overnights and letters, just click, send, and save with this new offer from SendPro Online. Starting at only $4.99 a month, you can print shipping labels and stamps from your own printer. Easily compare rates using your online software. That's important. Gain access to special USPS savings for letters and priority mail shipping. Plus, track all of your shipments and get email notifications when they've arrived. Go to pb.com/TMS to access this special offer and get a free 30-day trial plus a free 10-pound scale to get started. That's pb.com/TMS. Experience the better way to ship with a free trial of SendPro Online. From Pitney Bowes.
Good afternoon. Topping the New England news this Friday, it's over.
Some cats hate leftovers cold from the can.
Hey, Brutus!
The Morning Stream. Looks like I pulled a Johnson.
Alright, we're back, everybody. Welcome back. Man, I'm so excited about this new... You hear about the new World of Warcraft cinematic they put out today, this morning?
Ooh, no. Is this for the classic?
No, it's or for... It's a World of Warcraft Prime thing, and it's like full rendered, you know, like intro cinematic style, and Thrall's in it, and it looks cool.
Oh, cool. Oh, I'm going to go watch that as soon as we're done here.
Yeah, I got about halfway through before the show, and I was like, crap, we're out of time. I got to watch it later, so... Looks really neat so far.
Awesome.
I'm pretty sure they made all that stuff. Well, I should say I know a thing. All right, let's let's add our good buddy Tom Merritt into this call.
All right,
and let him be the voice of reason, the voice of technology, and the voice of voicing things with his voice. Here's this.
These are their stories.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
We're very ramshackle today. Hi, it's Tom Merritt. Welcome to the show.
And these are my stories.
These are my stories.
You see, it's Tom.
Let me tell you about politics, technology, politics.
Wait, Wait, before we go any further, let us in on this little bit of news. You're going to be the political guy for like a two-week period or something.
I don't, as far as I, you know, I probably should talk to Justin and get clear. The last time we talked, he was thinking of getting me for a week and somebody else for another week.
Oh, maybe he is doing that.
I'd be happy to do both, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You're going to maintain your straight down the line, middle of the fence, sort of nonpartisan.
He told me, he's like, you should do the show the way you would do it, not the way I would do it. but he also said, I can totally do the pole dance or whatever. You know, it's up to me. So I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. I want to see what this is. Tom Merritt's takeover of Triple P.
Yeah, it's all news out of Bangladesh.
Great. The political upheaval of Bangladesh.
Let me tell you where the real politics is.
Well, good having you here, of course. And as always, we're here to talk about technology in the morning. We do this on Wednesdays, and there's always some news to discuss and talk about. What's hot off the plate today?
Well, there's a lot of stuff. There's a couple of security vulnerabilities. These are not things that you need to worry about other than the general advice of always keep your stuff patched. So there's an Intel bug called Zombie Load. If you heard Spectre and Meltdown kicking around for a while, it's a similar vulnerability to that. And like those, it has been found before it was exploited and patches are out. So Apple, Microsoft, Google, Intel itself with some microcode. Make sure if you get a notification that you have an update, that you update.
And it's just
most people don't have to worry about it being exploited, but, you know, just to be safe. And interesting one, Microsoft has issued a software update to patch a critical remote code in remote desktop services only for Windows XP and Windows 7 and a few versions of Windows Server, including Windows Server 2003. Now, what's interesting about that is it doesn't affect Windows 8 and Windows 10. So if you're up to date, you don't even have to worry about it. But Windows XP and Windows Server 2003 are out of service. Microsoft has said, we're not even doing security updates. You shouldn't be using them. They're too old. Mm-hmm. But they know people are. So Microsoft went the extra mile and has created patches for Windows XP and Windows Server 2003. You have to manually download them. There's no automatic update for those operating systems anymore, but they are there.
There must be a significant number, right, for them to even bother? Like, there's more people using XP than we think, then, is what that tells me. No?
I think it's gotta be so much in, like, the smaller business corporate world that are just too, either they don't have an IT person on staff and they're just too lazy to, do the upgrade, go around the office and upgrade.
Now, that's let's the way it not was. Call them names.
No, that was the way it was when I was at companies. Like, our Windows machines never got updated.
Yeah.
Our Macs, I kept updated. But
maybe it wasn't because they're lazy. Maybe it was because they're incompetent. We don't know.
Yeah, it could be one of those two.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. They could have totally been incompetent.
Yeah, incompetently lazy.
The benefit of less doubt or the less doubt.
There's also other things where I've talked to IT people who are like, yeah, I'd love to update them, but my boss won't let me for X reason, including cost, time. Favoritism of a particular program that runs, etc.
And it might even be like a brand. Oh, and it could be that too, like something that they a legacy thing that they use that they need, or
they just don't want to let go or spend the time to port to a new operating system. Anyway, there's a lot of Windows XP systems out there, especially in embedded systems. And because this is a remote desktop service issue, I wonder, I don't know this, but I wonder if that means more of the Windows XP embedded systems, point of sale systems, things like that, which take advantage of remote desktop services quite a bit, might be the ones affected, which would cause Microsoft to say, well, we have an ATM out there running Windows XP. We'd rather not this exploit be available.
When I worked, the last company I worked for full time, they had a label printer that ran, and this was in last time I did anything with them was some freelance in 2014. And they had a label printer that was still running Windows 95 because it's all that would work with it. And so I think this stuff just, it happens. But I guess what surprises me is I would normally think of that as an outlier. Yes, you've got a few places where they're like, who cares about the Windows boxes in the basement? Nobody cares or whatever. But if it must be enough for Microsoft to freak out a bit about it. Or
that's
either way,
thing,
good
right?
on them.
Even if it's an outlier,
Yeah. And good on them.
That's still a lot of machines.
And that's great. Like, I would rather have a Microsoft that cares enough to break their rule about servicing stuff that's too old and just take care of it. You know, like, what, they got a lot of money and time. They can do it. It's fine. So, hats off to those guys.
Can we just step back for a moment and realize the way we're talking about Microsoft these days, not just here, like, good job, Microsoft. So consumer friendly.
Yeah.
Microsoft shipping the Linux kernel now and making, several distributions of Linux part of the Windows Store. So you can just install Linux, real Linux on Windows.
Making a very fast version of
Up is down, left is right.
I know. Cats and dogs living together.
I kind of love it, though. I kind of love that Microsoft's in better graces now because I feel like they're earning it. It's not just because it's not some cycle where we're just forgetting. I think they just are doing better by consumers and better by their corporate stuff. It's just better. They're not as evil as everybody else, as Sidian in the chat room says.
Well, and we tend, you know, it's natural for us to personify corporations because it's just hard to think about them otherwise as unitary. But you forget that especially these big corporations, they're made up of thousands of people. And right. So there isn't a Microsoft that decided to hate Linux. There was sort of a general trend that they felt threatened by Linux and a movement that way. And Satya Nadella did a lot to move them the other way. But there were also enough people at the company who felt like, yeah, no, that's a really smart move. We should do that. So it's interesting to realize that companies, not I'm not speaking about the Supreme Court case when I say this, companies aren't people. Yeah. They're made of people. Right. They are collections of people and can change. I think in some ways they have more of a chance of changing than an actual person.
I agree. And, you know, we're still early, I think, to see what the ultimate results are of his sort of sea change there when he took over. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so far so good. I like it.
Lemonade 2020 says Microsoft is IBM. And yeah, it kind of is becoming that, right?
Yeah.
IBM used to make punch cards. And eventually made typewriters and then decided to make mainframes. And you know what I mean? Like they kept reinventing themselves over the years to stay in business. They've been in business for more than a century because of that.
Yeah. I think Microsoft probably, I don't know, they feel like they're on that path. They were just so anti everybody else for so long that it just felt like this company's not going to last if they don't, you know, open their windows a little. And they, no pun intended, open their windows. But but they did, and look,
they haven't
at them
gone that far,
right? They're this get close. The to, they're open this the close to making me want their art stuff if they would just make a decent pen, tablet pen.
Yeah,
right. They actually that studio thing that they sell, a computer all in one deal, is really really cool.
It's cool, but it's underpowered and laggy. If they can fix that, and I don't even need it to be super powerful, just get a pen that reacts well with that tablet and does better than Wacoms and iPads and everybody else who does better than that right now, then you've got yourself a buyer. I will be so into your product, but it's just a slow, laggy thing. And if you talk to any artists who are currently using other tech, they'll all say they've tried it and then said, yeah, not time, not ready for prime time. But they all want that knob, that little knob you put on the screen
that puck,
and turn.
The dial.
So cool. Yeah, the puck. Yeah. Oh, it's so rad. I want one of those.
I want Apple to say, oh, yeah, we could probably do something like that for the iPad and just have a little puck that you put on the iPad Pro and turn. And
yeah, it's really useful. It turns out actually kind of a rad thing. But anyway, well, that's neither here nor there. What is here and there is the Daily Tech News Show, which will happen later today. Very exciting stuff because not because I'll be on there, but because Wednesdays are literally the best day of the week. Those other guys are fine, but Wednesdays, man, that's where it's at. So check that out at 2:30 Mountain Time at DailyTechNewsShow.com. Tom, anything else that we should mention before you go?
Yes, as always, I want to remind people that they can keep up not only on all the podcasts that I do, including guest appearances and updates on my writing, but also just get kind of a note from me every week about how things are going, my view on the world in short, that you can respond to and have a little conversation with me. It's all in a newsletter. That's right. You use this technology called electronic mail to do it. You don't have to join a social network or nothing. You just sign up at freetomnewsletter.com.
Fantastic. Ace Detect on Twitter as well, everybody. He's got stuff to say there. Tom, take it easy and we'll see you today later. Or later today is the most people.
See you today later.
See you today later. Yoda's way of saying see you later today.
Later today, you monster.
Talk about tech later, we will. All right, let's see. Nicole Spagnolo on deck, I think.
Yes.
Tom is on jury today. I don't think it's today. I think Tom takes over that jury stuff after jury leaves, I think is the deal. All right, anyway, sorry. Chat room's talking. Here we go. Hey, look, everybody, it's Nicole Spagnolo, also in Colorado. What's going on?
It's a pretty popular place, also Colorado.
It is. Oh, I see a little one.
Hey, there's Ava.
Hey, Ava, what are you doing?
Such a little munchkin.
Leave the printer alone, please.
I'm going to pull all the stuff off your desk. Hope that's cool.
No, it doesn't move. Go sit down.
Leave she wants to move the printer. You know, like kids need to do, they got to move that printer.
She says the word move, that it will print something.
Wow.
So, so when we were printing all those book orders, I have this little thermal printer and it just was cranking out print labels. So
Well, imagine
did you finally get all those out, by the way?
We did.
Oh, nice.
Monday, we finally got it. It took us a long time.
Wow. Well, yeah. Imagine what a little kid growing up in today's world. I mean, they think everything is like voice controlled or, you know, just is supposed to work and happen. Like, that's their world.
So I'm trying to teach her the Fire TV remote.
Yeah.
Because she basically says, this way. This way, and I'm like, I'm done. So I try to teach her how to use it, but when she holds it, she goes like this. So she's like thinking it's a magic wand.
That's fantastic.
Can you say hi?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Oh, she's such a munchkin. Look at her.
She manipulated me today.
Oh, she.
Do you feel? You want to go to school? No.
It begins.
That's nice that you give him the option, though.
No. Well.
Did she tell us
she has an ear infection, so I'm actually going to take her in to get her ear checked because she's been fighting that ear infection.
Does she still have tubes and stuff? Does she have to do tubes?
She does, and I think that one of them got blocked.
Oh.
You got the craps.
She got the
craps. Is that what she said?
Yeah, because that's what so when I feel sick, I tell her, I feel like crap.
Yeah.
And so now she'll say, I got the craps.
Yeah, she's got the craps, but she's got the peekaboo in her as well.
Yes, she does.
Well, that's fantastic. Oh, look at her.
Roll a hard 10, and that'll get rid of the craps.
Yeah, that'll be the end of the craps. Oh, she is into it. All right, we're going to play a little game of our own, a little peekaboo into the world of streaming services, stuff we recommend on this Wednesday recommendals. We're going to start with Brian because he always does, damn it. That's the way we do it. And Brian, you're going to do a little bit of a setup for this or what?
A little setup. This is a series. It's brand new, and Tina and I enjoyed it greatly.
Oh, that's a great setup. Also a sound I can't explain. All right, let's see here.
That was me muting.
Oh, that was you. All right, hold on.
You can mute your child?
I wish, but no. Discord.
All right, here it is. I'm going to hit play, and off we go. Here we go.
Hey, is your friend okay? She seemed, like, kind of upset.
Ted's dead.
Are you kidding
me? Sorry?
That's mine.
He's dead.
Did I take yours?
You did take mine.
What do you mean? Ted? Like, my Ted?
No. My Ted. I'm his wife.
Oh, I think
you're on episode five.
Well, I stole that from
dead, or impossible that I'm his wife.
Ross. He told me you died.
All right. Is it the Dead to Me show? I don't know anything
about
it.
Yes, it's Dead to Me with Christina Applegate and what's her name?
Hawkeye's Linda. Wife. Linda Cardellini.
Hawkeye's wife. Is
Capellini, but no, Cardellini.
Linda Capellini.
Yeah,
Linda Tamagotchi.
Freaks and Geeks and Hawkeye's wife and all that stuff. She's great.
Yes.
I like her.
Sorry, Nicole.
That's all right.
I do have a backup, but I don't have an audio. I don't have audio for it.
I feel like Netflix is scanning my viewing history and like building like the specific series that they know I'm going to watch right now.
Yeah.
So
This is a good one. I mean, it is dark. It's got some funny stuff. It's kind of like Good Girls in that way where it's like, kind of that cross between something that's very dark but has some comedy elements, and which is my jam right now. I like Good Girls. I like this. Breaking Bad kind of had that a little bit more on the side of dark than
I'd say Barry's a really good modern example of that. Right,
Barry's a great example of that. But Linda Cardellini, Christina Applegate, who's excellent in it. I'm going to give you guys a link to a video that you really can't play on the show, but this set of clips from Dead to Me makes me laugh so hard, but it is so inappropriate to play on the show that you can't really do it.
It's a good show.
We barreled right through it. It is really
well. I can't barrel through shows anymore, but I did get through like four episodes. And I was like, hey, that's pretty good for me. So I ended on her going in to play the video game and going, oh, what's this? So it's a good show.
It is a good show. I will give you a really quick bonus recommendal. And this is something that wouldn't work anyway for me playing a clip. But right now on NBC.com, they've got a series of probably about 5 to 10 minute videos that take you behind the scenes of all the different aspects of making Saturday Night Live. And so the first one is interviews with the cue card guy and why they use cue cards instead of a teleprompter and how they do the cue cards and how things get changed on the fly and where they put the cue cards in relation to the
what did they do with the cue cards after? Do they do anything?
They use them. They put them on the floor when they're painting sets and they use them as drop sheets are basically. So they totally recycle the cue cards. Anyway, that's at NBC.com. There are 17 of these different behind the scenes clips, and they're excellent. They're really, really good.
Huh. I would watch those. They sound great.
Yeah. It's almost better than, no, it's not even almost. It's better than about 3/4 of Saturday Night Live these days.
Wow.
I really enjoyed the last with Emma Thompson.
The Emma Thompson, yeah,
I really
there's
liked it.
Really good ones on there, but there were some clunkers.
Aren't there always
the skit that they did about what parenthood is really like?
Yes, right.
The Mother's Day one. Yes. That was a good one. Mm.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to play mine now. It is also a Netflix thing, but nothing like what Brian saw. And the minute you hear it, you're going to know exactly the kind of thing it is, whether you know the name or not. I won't know, but. It's very similar to stuff. That's Nicole over there.
I'm trying to find a new clip, okay?
That's fine. You're all good. Here's the thing. Let's see if we can figure it out.
Narwhal, the origin of the unicorn legend. Their 3-meter tusk is in fact no more than an overgrown canine tooth. But its exact function, like so much about narwhals, is still in part a mystery.
Guesses.
You're watching that number one most popular thing on Netflix right now, according to the UK, right?
Yep.
Isn't Our Planet number one on the UK list?
Number one on the UK list. I think rated rather high here. Although I don't know what Netflix gives actual numbers.
Yeah, but. I don't think we've seen the US list yet, or I haven't anyway. So maybe it's already out. But
I'm not sure. But they have this new series on there. It's 6 episodes long. It's called Our Planet. It's hosted and narrated by David Attenborough, who you heard there, who is famous for this sort of thing.
Sounds like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, who did? I did?
No, the narrator.
Oh, the narrator. Gotcha. I thought something played that I didn't mean to play. It's my bad. Anyway, so it's what you think it is. It's him going, here we see the natural place of the thing with the deal. Like that's his whole vibe. He did it with Planet Earth and Planet Earth 2. He does it with all his BBC documentaries. Like this is one of those with an extra emphasis on the stuff that's falling apart around the ecosystem that he's focusing on. So for example, there's this controversial scene with walruses because the ice shelves have been melting. They end up in places they're not supposed to be, like high up on these weird cliffs where they're not supposed to be. And because they need to get to water, they're having to jump from heights that are killing them, even though only a few of them survive. So there's just piles of dead. And they show these guys, they show these things jumping off these cliffs. It's just kind of horrifying. So everything's got this bit of a twist of like, here's what's going wrong in this area for this particular species of whatever. And here's what we can do to kind of fix it. So everything's kind of got a bit of that. So anyone out there who bristles as if it's religion at something like climate change, they're probably going to hate this because it definitely sways in the direction of, all right, well, we've screwed this up and here's how we can work on it. Or this is happening. So and some of it is just straight up, this is happening and we don't know why. Or in one part of the world, it's flourishing. For example, they go to Chernobyl, which is another show I'm watching on HBO right now.
I can't even stand the previews of that show.
I love it. It's really good.
I don't know how you're watching
it. It's really good. It feels important. No, I like it a lot.
That one's on our list to watch,
You got to watch it.
So this is basically Planet Earth. You're effing it up.
Yeah, kind of. Because it's the same. It's like really good quality, high-end photography, 4K photography, beautiful, amazing shots you can't believe they're getting. Animals that never come out in camera view very often, and they capture a whole sequence of that or whatever. So it's all of that stuff you're used to, but they have this strong emphasis on, well, ever since this happened, 50% of that forest is now gone. That means that, you know, we're down to whatever number of these animals, and blah, blah, blah. And it goes through all that sort of stuff. I know that some people who, for whatever reason, take offense to the idea that maybe our environment matters are going to take offense to this series because that's the kooky world we live in. I found it fascinating and interesting, and he is my my MSMR. I can listen to that, or ASMR. I can listen to that guy talk any time part of the day.
He gives you head bubbles.
He gives me the head bubbles and the weaky knees and the
feel it in your jellies. Yeah.
I just love him, and he's a national. I mean, he's like 93 or something. He's an international treasure. When that guy dies, we're all screwed. He's really good. But anyway, it's good. It's exactly what you want from one of these. The only complaint I have is there's a song they play in the credits that's as bad as Star Trek Enterprise's intro song.
Oh no, really?
And I don't get it because they don't have it at any other part of it. The opening is beautiful. The music during
the end credits.
The end credits every time this lady pipes in and starts going, "We're all part of the same world, something, something." Oh, it's just horseshit. It's so bad. So I don't know what they were doing there, but the rest of it is sublime and wonderful and nice. And
somebody was owed a favor, I think.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Probably.
I'll help support your show if I get a song in there, honey.
Yeah, it was really interesting. But the Chernobyl thing I was going to say, we jumped right over that. They go visit there, and the weirdest thing has happened. Like, it's not inhabitable by man for thousands of years. You're not meant to live there for thousands of years. That's how bad that screwed up that zone there. So the whole place is just empty apartments and buildings and old businesses. And like the place is just empty, like a ghost town, like a zombie movie. But all of the vegetation and all of the surrounding wildlife has flourished there, like just gone crazy. Just people got out of the way. And then even despite all of the old radiation and all the problems, like all this crazy wildlife is like thriving there, and including plant life. Like half this forest grew back and crazy weird stuff like that. So anyway, watch it. It's good. It's on Netflix, and just ignore the closing credits song. I mean, it goes to the next episode pretty quick, so you never get the full thing, but it's really bad. It's really bad. All right. Nicole, what do you got over there as a backup for your stolen one?
So since Brian stole Dead to Me, I was trying to think, what else have I been watching? Well, it's the kid stuff. So the kids always have some. So Mateo and Ava have been watching a new show on Netflix. It's actually very cute. I don't know if you've watched it yet, but I think I enjoy it. So it's one of those shows where you can watch with your kids, and it's kind of silly. Right. So I'm going to put the clip in the chat. So Brian, look away.
Look away. Looking away.
Avert your eyes. All right,
Don't accidentally play that other clip, Scott.
No, I will not. I'm going to only play this one. Here we go. Okay.
Hi guys, I'm Pinky Malinky. Babs and JJ are my best friends. We spent a lot of time making videos. We've done dance videos. I got my grandma involved with one of those. We made horror films.
Rose the Sick Dolphins.
We got teenagers.
I'm invincible.
All right, tell me about Pinky Malinky.
Pinky Malinky.
Pinky Malinky.
You know what it looks like? Sorry, real quick.
He's a little hot dog.
It reminds me of that Gumball show that's on Cartoon Network.
Yes.
Where they mix the real world backgrounds and different animation styles and all that. Yeah. Anyway.
Just a lot of fun. Cute. It's a Netflix original. So Pinky Malinky is a hot dog, and then his friends Babs and JJ, and they just do silly stuff, and it's super cute, and I just thought I'd recommend it.
So Babs and JJ are humans, right? They're humans, and he's a hot dog. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I think so. yeah, they are. Yeah, I still don't know how the hot dog, like, there's times where he'll grow as a hot dog, like he gets longer. I'm like, I'm not sure how the physics of that.
Okay. All sounds perfectly innocent.
And there was one episode where they end up at a hot dog, like a food truck.
A meat market? A meat market?
It was so, I'm not understanding how all this fits together, but I'm just going to go with it because it's silly fun. And yeah, it's cute.
Good.
So
I like the original animated stuff on Netflix has been really great.
Have you had a chance to watch this?
No, I've seen Hilda all the way through recently. I loved that every freaking second
of it. It's not going to be Hilda level. It's more goofy, silly. Yeah. This is definitely, like you said, more Gumball. I could see this on Cartoon Network easily.
Yeah, it's definitely that style that you'd see a lot of on Cartoon Network lately. I can just tell by looking at it. But
yeah,
it looks fun and whimsical and goofy. I'm into
that. Yeah, Pinky Malinky goes to school with Babs and JJ, so it's a hot dog in school. It's just so weird.
It's a very odd idea, yeah. But I'm into it. I'm into it. I'm into what you're selling there. Check it out, Pinky Malinky on Netflix. Cute.
Pinky Malinky.
You got that. You got Our Planet, and you got To Die For. Dead to Me.
You're dead to me.
You'll have to let me know what you think once you get to the finale.
Okay.
A little. It could be divisive.
Ooh, divisive, eh?
Divisive.
Hmm. You know, we haven't seen a lot of her lately from, what am I trying to say?
What?
What's her name in that show? Not Cardellini, the other one.
Christina Applegate.
You haven't seen her in a lot of stuff. She's kind of been out.
She was in an amazing sitcom that did not get picked up on NBC. It was like one season, and she was a new parent. And Mark and I loved it. It was really fun show, but they didn't renew it for some reason. So
she also dealt with breast cancer, and they even actually addressed that on the show.
Dead to Me. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Real quick, somebody in the chat room says, I just think this is an interesting point that I would like to actually counter this point. Lemonade 2020 says Netflix has kind of become a suffer fest for bleak dystopian and societal shittiness. Show after show of, quote, don't these people suck. Look how much they suck. Seriously, see how much they suck, unquote. And I would agree. I would agree that there are shows like that. Certainly there are shows like that. But I think that is a narrow view. I can go dig through Netflix right now and find a billion things that are nothing like what he's describing. So I don't think that's a fair assessment.
Maybe Netflix is only showing you that because of their algorithm.
Could be. Are you sure you don't mean Bravo?
Yeah, maybe you mean Bravo. I mean, I know it's easy to get into that mode of like, it's all dark and dystopic and all that.
Yeah.
Just go dig around the categories. There's plenty of shit, both homegrown there at Netflix and otherwise. It's not what everyone thinks it is. It's like
there's a lot of like Hallmark Channel stuff coming out too on it, I feel like.
Yeah, my wife is fully aware of that fact and loves it. She also loves all the cooking
shows. I haven't had a chance to watch it, but it's called The Perfect Date. Witty, romantic.
That's another one that's on the top list for the UK as far as what the most people have watched on there.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's surprising. I mean, that list, it's like I look through that list and like, wow, I haven't watched any of this stuff.
Yeah, there's a ton. Mm-hmm. It's all, dude, we live in such an embarrassing amount of content time. It's ridiculous.
Did we talk about The Dirt yet?
No, I didn't see it. Did you see The Dirt?
The Motley Crue one?
The Motley Crue sort of documentary. I don't know.
Biography.
We hear good and bad things. We talked about it on the show yesterday just a little bit. None of us have seen it, or neither of us have seen it. But
I've watched a little bit of it. Mark watched all of it. But it's based off of, I guess, an autobiography or something like that.
Mm. Yeah. What did Mark think?
But
of
yeah.
It? What did
he
say?
Liked it.
Did he?
Yeah. I grew up listening to Motley Crue. So.
Oh, I did was... too. I thought I had Smoking in the Boys' Room blaring in my room all day, and my parents hated it.
Girls.
How is Ramsey Bolton on there?
He said he was pretty good. It was kind of weird seeing, like, it's hard, you don't realize it's him, and then you're like, oh wait, it's the wiener guy.
The wiener guy. Oh,
poor Ewan Rion.
Poor Theon.
I guess what's worse is being, you know, nobody getting your name right, Ewan Rion, or being called the wiener guy.
Yeah, no kidding. No, that
that's
gift,
how I know
it's,
him,
it's the world's know? Greatest gift, where he's shaking the wiener and the gift.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was evil in that thing. I'm probably gonna end up seeing The Dirt just because I also am unabashed back in the day sort of heavy metal hair band fan, and I loved Motley Crue, and I don't know why I haven't bothered to watch it. I think I just don't want it to be terrible. If it's terrible,
I mean, Mark didn't think it was terrible, and I've watched pieces of it. I didn't get to finish it, and I didn't think it was terrible.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, because I feel like this story was already out there. Like I'm not really learning anything new about them. Mm-hmm. Like you've always heard the stories about
the tourist stories.
Yeah. Right. But I think they kind of just put it into a movie format.
But it's no Pinky Malinky.
No.
No, it's not Pinky Malinky.
No. It's no story. Pinky nothing Malinky. More this dystopic than a story about a hot dog and his two friends making YouTube videos.
Growing hot school. Dog.
Yeah. Well, these are all good recommendations. If you want to follow them in more detail or get links to them, Nicole will post them on her Twitter account at Nicole Spag, which I look forward to because then it reminds me what I need to watch. So do check that out. We'll be back next week with even more. Nicole, have a fantastic week.
You too. Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Why does it keep making you small? There we go. Hey, Brian, I got a phone call. You want to hear it?
Ooh, yes.
It's from a listener. Check this out.
I was listening to TMS from today, and I got to the part where you're talking about, Scott was talking about using a razor blade to trim his nails. Scott, nail clippers exist. It's right there in the name, nail clippers. I don't understand why people bite their nails, first of all, but I have never in my years heard of a man using a razor blade.
All right, let me explain myself, because I do have an explanation.
It sounds like the most dangerous thing ever.
Let's see if I can find one. I don't have one here.
Okay, here's I use a razor blade to trim the fine hairs on the back of my wrist.
Well, I haven't thought of that. Maybe that's the thing I could do. But I have this thing where if I get a big, long nail going, I like to take a razor blade, and it's used only as a starter. I take it, and I get to the edge, right on the edge, and just start like a little bit of a, like a little cut on the blade, or on the nail.
On the nail? And yeah. Then what, you pull it off?
And then I slowly kind of pull it off, just slowly kind of pick that thing off. It's a bad old habit. I've had it since I was a kid. It's weird. I know it's weird. I admit it. If you're looking for admission of weirdness, guilty as charged. It's weird, and I shouldn't do it.
I'm just going to hang up. I'm going to hang up right now.
It's really dumb. I shouldn't do it, but there it is. I'll tell you about my sister and scabs one day. That'll be fun.
Oh, no, we don't need to do that. Yeah. Misha or Wendy?
Misha, my Korean sister. Who if you ever meet her, when you met her in Vegas, she's just the most upbeat, normal, put-together person ever. But, man, was she obsessed with scabs when we were growing up.
Unless you're wanting to know how she wants her eggs.
Yeah. Cooked, apparently.
Cooked.
Yeah, she doesn't like him wrong.
Don't we all?
Yeah. All right, here is another call. This is a quick one here. Here you go.
This is Zarif. I was listening to the show today, 1700 episode, and you guys were talking about mayo, and it reminded me of a story. I was working for a tree service up in Washington State. We were out there cutting this tree down at this house. This lady's out there watching me like I'm a side of beefcake she wants to take home all day. Here she is sitting there with a tub of mayo and a spoon, eating just spoonful after spoonful. I literally could not eat mayo for like 3 years after that.
I love that story.
Do you need to come in and towel off a little bit?
I mean,
a glass of lemonade.
What would just spooning mayo into your mouth do to you? I mean, what would it do to you?
Oh, it just like I could hear her arteries slamming shut just listening to the story.
Yeah, that's real bad. Don't be doing that. We should have saved that for Jerry because he hates mayo so much. But I thought
it'd be funny though to like put something else in a mayo jar next time we're around Jerry and just start eating it with a spoon.
Yeah,
like,
why not? Why not?
Like vanilla pudding or...
Let's do it next Tuesday. He's about to leave.
He won't be here next Tuesday.
Oh, I thought he... I keep getting confused about when he's leaving. He's gone now.
Do we just have to do it on screen? Like, just I'm going to start getting a thing of... just start.
Or what you do, here's what we do. We trick him. Nobody tell
totally
him.
Totally do that.
Nobody tell him this is what we do. We get a mayo jar, get an empty one, wash it all out, fill it with that great yogurt you get at Costco that we always talk about.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then it looks like you're just and we can actually put it in our mouths and swallow it because we like yogurt, right? But it'll look like mayo to him.
You know, we've got the squeeze bottle of mayo, and
totally
it's almost empty.
Like this.
And just exactly like, because he'll hear it and he'll look at our screen to see what's making that noise.
We should totally do that because this is a prank I can get. I don't like pranks generally because it's mean to people. This isn't. Yeah. This is him witnessing you just doing a thing.
Exactly.
It's not
just
doing anything to him.
Oh, I totally snacked during the show. Right. I'm just having one of my usual show snacks.
Yeah, and then sneeze and have it go all over your camera. Or just rubbing it on your face. Right. You could do so much. You do so much.
Yes. By the way, I got to say, I love hearing people call in and leave messages for the show. Love it.
I do
love
too. It. More keep, of those, please.
Keep those coming.
Yeah.
And we you love don't them. Need to tell us you were listening to the show today because we assume you're listening to the show.
Yeah. We always assume that. If you want to reference something in a specific episode, I guess that's fine, but we know.
Oh, yeah. I guess, well, yeah, you could say, because I don't know what episode they were listening to, except for the guy who said it was episode 1700.
Yeah.
So.
And even then, so like, what am I going to do? Go back and listen to that episode again and go, oh, yeah, that's right. That's the reference. Like, you don't have to do any of that. But we do love your calls, and they're easy. You just call in 801-471-0462. 801-471-0462. For those of you who like it the other way, it's 801-IS-10-HAMS.
801-IS-10-HAMS.
801-IS-10-HAMS. And we look forward to more of those. Brian's right. They're rad. We like getting your calls.
That's right. Hey, today, coming up later this afternoon, Coverville is going to be at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, twitch.tv/Coverville. Today, we are taking a look back at this date in 1989, 30 years ago, what the top songs were, and we're going to be playing covers of all those songs. What could be number one? Is it going to be Bon Jovi? Is it going to be Michael Damian? Is it going to be Guns N' Roses or Madonna or Bobby Brown? All of those people were on the in the top 10 on this date in 1989.
Was Personal Jesus in there from Violator?
Personal Jesus was not. I think that came out in the early 90s, didn't it? Was Violator late
80s? I thought it was
89,
but maybe you're right. You might be right. Maybe that was post 89.
I'm scrolling down to see if it's even further down. Veronica by Elvis Costello was Eternal Flame by the Bengals was coming down.
Here it is, Violator. Oh, 90, you're right. That was 1990. Best album of 1990.
Wow. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it was so good. Best album of that year. Anyway, well, that's great. Coverville, today at 1.
1 p.m., twitch.tv/Coverville, or coverville.com/live, I think.
Okay.
Something. Yeah, just go to Twitch.
Yeah. Do good.
That's where my chat is. I chat on Twitch. I don't chat on the Coverville site.
That's true.
Go there.
So I'll be on DTNS today after Brian's done recording. So you can watch that. And then later tonight, Core at 7, as well as some games after that. So do check that out. We're going to get out of here now. Big thanks to everybody who supports us on our Patreon, patreon.com/TMS. Please keep that up. It's middle of the month. Time for people to belly up if they desire to do so. We would love it. Thank you very much to those who have. Frogpants.com/TMS is where you'll find that and all other links of importance and note. That's frogpants.com/TMS. All right. I believe that is it. Let's get out with another song. Doth Thou Hast One?
Chris Malvar wrote in and said, "Hello, Itchy and Scratchy. As I celebrate my fourth decade in this world, I figure I'd send a request on this birthday of mine. I'm not picky on the song, but as long as the song is about 40, dance, and Mexico, that would be great." Okay. Yep, that's correct. We're going to be in Mexico to celebrate my 40th birthday. Well, you know, because we all know drinking alcohol in Mexico doesn't count, right, Scott?
Never.
If you could grant this request for me, that would be awesome. Oh, and quick, Scott, play a random sound clip.
Oh, a random one. All right. Random. I would literally just, this will be fun. I'll just do this.
Excuse me, bitch.
Oh.
That was that lady standing outside complaining that her hot side was cold and her cold side was hot or something, right?
Yeah, I think this is also
they
her.
They wouldn't make her a McDLT. McDonald's.
Yeah, something. That was her. That.
Fuck you, McDonald's.
Here's another one.
This is against my civil rights.
Yeah.
I think she was faking, but it was still funny.
I think staged, but still funny as hell.
Yeah.
She says, or he says, "Thanks, guys. Mahal ko yung palabras, pero," which is love the show, though, in Filipino. Chris, a.k.a. Mr. Kai in the pool when I do get in.
Nice.
So any cover that is about 40 dance in Mexico, here's as close as I was able to get. I tried to find a good dance version of U2's song 40, but that's not a dancey song, so nobody covers it dancey. Mm. This one, though, originally done by Lord, is called 400 Lux, and if you take off that last zero, it's 40, and it's dancey, and it's by the Young Professionals, who I think have been to Mexico. This album came out in 2015 on their remixes and covers album. Here are the Young Professionals and 400 Lux.
We're never done with killing time. Can I kill it with you?
Two fans are red and blue.
We come around here all the time. We got a lot to not do. Ooh, ooh, yeah. You pick me up and take me home again.
Head out window again.
We're high like the bottles that we drink.
can talk like there's something to say. I'm glad that we stopped kissing the tar of the highway.
We moved in the tree streets.
I'd like if you care. I love these roads where the houses don't change. Where we can talk like there's something to say. I'm glad that we stopped kissing the tar of the highway.
We moved in the tree streets.
I'd like it if you stay.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com. Well,
my